Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app and ESPN T2. Say play ESPN Radio, we pop up on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Lupe!
Love it.
That's a good way
you
to
met
get
him
up in the
randomly
morning.
Walking down the street.
Yeah,
one
bumped
time?
Into him walking in the street. Yeah,
and you didn't recognize him.
I recognize every rapper, but I listen to him. I don't watch him. You know. But I'll tell you what. I love the line in that. Like he gets philosophical. I love the line in that song where he's talking about, "Did you improve on the design? Did you do something new?"
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole. The rest of us are derivative of the originals, right? Mm. Did you improve on the design? Key. Aaron Rodgers improved on the design.
What's up, Max? What's up, Jay?
What up, Key?
I'm in Bristol, Max.
I see that.
Why yes. You like you're in witness protection right now.
You know, I'm in Bristol, Max.
How are they treating you?
They're treating me great.
Yeah?
You know, we're going to get there. We're going to get to Aaron Rodgers. I just wanted to let you know I was in Bristol. I'm not in Southern California. I'm actually working in ESPN Studios
like
where
a
you'll
hostage
be joining
video. Look
me.
At
that's what I said. How was the 5-star hour. Hotel in Bristol? How was that last night?
That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't mind the hotel. I'm not you, Jay. I'm not gonna complain that the pillows look a certain way or the comforter is too thin or you know, or they only have Doritos and Lay's potato chips at the snack. That's
you
I'm
know
not
how
the pillows
nice,
matter, man. That's
do you
important.
Know how nice that hotel is, especially
compared
to what they
used
to have
used,
there?
Oh,
no, I remember going on a tour with Jay last year, and he was complaining literally about 95% of the hotels that we
man.
Stayed at.
When I first
the carpet has colors in it.
When I first stayed in Bristol in 1998, it was a Radisson Inn, okay?
Uh-huh.
With bugs.
See?
I mean, not the Omni. Wasn't the
No, this is 98, brother.
90, oh, yeah. Okay.
98. I was there 24 years ago. Oof. And, you know, room service shut down at a certain, it was not good. This place that they got there now, very comfortable.
So, I mean, well, we're going to be there tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
It's a 5-star resort.
Tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, it's nice.
You got to give me 4 pillows, though. I need the foam like pillows. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
this is
no,
where I am.
Hey, Jay, do you take your own pillow? Do you take your own pillow?
I might have to start doing that. Don't judge me.
And the great thing is I have car service. Mm-hmm. That'll pick me up and drop me off, whether it's Justin
you
or
can walk.
James
it's not
or,
that far away from the studio.
No, I'm not. I'm good.
It's enough that you.
Are you making Justin pick you up to take you to the studio?
That's a dangerous walk. It might not be a long walk, but it's a dangerous walk.
Yeah, cars come in both ways.
Yeah, I got a Yates. I got a James.
You got
in my
a Yates?
Life. I got a Pat.
He canceled
Justin.
On me this morning. I was supposed to go get him.
People in Bristol get there on time. They don't have time to wait for pedestrians walking down. They're going. You can't walk down the highway? Come on.
A lot of things is going, Max. Even the Green Bay Packers. There you go.
There's a transition.
I thought Aaron Rodgers, as Lupe said, improved on the design. He did something new because he was making all the plays and not turning the ball over, right? Like when you first saw Aaron Rodgers, like, okay, this dude is done. And then he changed the league because now that's what everyone tries to do. Be a part of Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Call 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football season without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. So, guys, I want you to listen to Aaron Rodgers on
what
Where
show?
Else.
What show?
Where Else.
Oh.
The Pat McAfee Show, of course. Listen, if you say Aaron Rodgers, of course it's on the Pat
Aaron
McAfee
Rodgers,
Show.
Pat McAfee. Yes, got it.
Here he is on the idea of patience with his young receivers. Listen to this.
We have to have patience. A lot of these guys have not played a ton of football, and really it's not something that could have been figured out in training camp or some off-season throwing session. These are live rep things with the pressure of a regular season game, with the pressure of it counting, and that's why I'm not too worried about it. There's a lot of talent on our side of the ball. We just got to execute a little bit better.
Key, I hate to sound like you, but I'm channeling my inner Keyshawn Johnson. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Like, I listen to Aaron Rodgers, and the intended message is received, I think. I'm relaxed. I'm like, yeah, he got this. Am I right or wrong?
I think you are right for now. Mm-hmm. It we'll see. Let's put it that way. We'll see, and we'll see what happens in about 5 to 6 weeks if the young receivers start to come around. You know, everybody thinks that you have to have this training camp and throwing the ball in the offseason. And all. Let me tell you something, man. And I don't want to hear anything about, oh, it's changed since you came into the league. No, it has not. It is not. Okay? It is not. I didn't throw with no quarterbacks during the offseason other than training camp, mini camps, things of that nature. We didn't all of a sudden go to some remote island. No, we didn't do that. And it worked out fine. There's plenty of receivers and quarterbacks that don't share the same vacation time to throw the ball around. It'll come. They just got to get the necessary reps and understanding that they're not in college anymore. And now you've got to play a different level. You got to play at a different speed. And like I said, 4 or 5 weeks from now, let's have this conversation.
You see, Key, I'm not sure he's going to be okay. I'm not sure Alan Lazard, when he comes back as a number one wide receiver, I question that. And we're going to talk today about what it takes to be a number one wide receiver, because we obviously have one on our show in Keyshawn Johnson. But when I think about, if you take away Jerry Rice from Joe Montana, how is Joe Montana? I don't know. Like, you're taking away a big safety blanket. And that, to me, that's what Davante Adams was. So when I watched Davante Adams in week one against the Chargers have receiving yards at 141 yards, and that's more than all the wide receivers for the Packers combined in their game, that's worrisome to me.
That brings up a question for me, Key, what Jay just said. So, like, Patrick Mahomes, I believe that him not having Tyreek Hill, they will actually at least – we'll see about the playoffs, but for now they'll get better because it will force him to be more of a quarterback who spreads it around. But Rodgers already done all that stuff, right? Like, I don't see upside for him without Devontae. He might be able to achieve, but I don't see him getting better because Devontae's not there, you know?
Yeah, he will be a better, more efficient passer. You know, he'll be able to put the ball in a lot of different people's hands. Look, he dropped the one in the breadbasket. Dude dropped the ball.
Yeah.
Catch the damn Lamborghini, man. You out there dropping Lamborghinis and stuff.
That. It's different, Keto, when those lights are on, though. That's different than preseason, man.
Do you know that Lamborghini thing or that Bentley thing? That would, if I was a receiver and someone said that to me, I don't think I'd ever drop a ball. Like, when you hear that's literally true. Every time you drop one of those, you just drop the Bentley.
Yeah, you just drop the cash flow, the bag. And I think when you start talking about, well, Alan Lazar can't do it, or they're not asking him to be the one. They're not asking guys to be the number one guy. What happens is you have an opportunity to step up. And when you step up, now you're familiar with the quarterback. You get the quarterback comfortable with you. He relies on you a little bit more. It doesn't mean you're the number one guy in the progression. It just means that he has a comfort level with you. He has a comfort level with Randall Cobb, depending on down and distance.
He's 90.
But it doesn't matter.
But Key, I've seen you watch games before. You'd be like, yo, there is that guy. Like, I can look at the Minnesota Vikings and look at Justin Jefferson and be like, there is that guy.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know who their guy is other than
– They're young.
A.J. Dillon. I mean
– They're young.
Out of the backfield. I hear you. That's what I'm saying. That's why I don't think it's like what it was before.
Davante Adams was young before too, Jay. Davante Adams was young when he first came into the league.
I hear you.
And then all of a sudden, you know, 3 years into the league, he started making some hay. Then all of a sudden he got a little bit better. Then he started 1,000-yard catches and more comfortable, Aaron Rodgers, and he became Davante Adams.
Yeah.
Has Jerry Jones
put
an unrealistic timetable on Dak's return? And what is the potential for Dallas if Jerry's right? Because you don't put someone on IR, it means you think they're coming back maybe potentially before 4 weeks. That's three. If Dak only misses three games, could Dallas still make the playoffs?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRICEbikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So, Max and Kay, I got one for you. Last night, I had to go to Michael Jordan had an event. It was at this place called Zero Bond in New York City. It was for his tequila called Sin Cara. And, Kay, you and I have had it before when we were in Chicago. We tried it out. Remember that little that event we went to?
Yes, I do remember, Jason.
Yeah.
Very good tequila, I might add.
Very good tequila.
Had a number of bottles at my party, right, Yates?
Numerous.
But
Yates,
I want to get into
Yates
that.
Is like, I think I liked it, I don't remember.
I want to know about the party, though. I don't want to just know about, oh, he had a party and then you go silent. I want to know.
No, I wasn't going silent. Okay. You talked about having numerous bottles at your after your birthday party. You would have laughed at this one, though, Key, because there was a step and repeat. And, you know, like people were coming in wearing high heels. Mm-hmm. And there was one individual wearing very high heels that made sure her hair, I don't know who she was, made sure her hair looked right before she did. And as she stepped on the step and repeat, that bottom heel just kind of snapped. And I watched her ankle. And it was the slowest roll. It was like bowling ball. Like literally taking down other people on the red carpet. And the whole picture became four people on the ground. At the red carpet event. It was one of those priceless moments that I'm like, thank God. This is why I love stuff like this.
Was it pretty, though?
What do you mean, was it pretty?
Was it pretty? Like, everybody was pretty and
it was one of those.
Everyone was fabulous.
Everybody was getting themselves ready for these shots. You know, like, these shot on the red carpet. Like, this is my moment.
And they go down like bowling
and
pins.
And I didn't recognize anybody, Key, which made the moment even better because
you didn't recognize anybody?
Well, like, it wasn't like it was Jenny Buss. Somebody you were recognizing. It was people that were going to this party because they were so excited to be there.
Right.
Like, it was their moment.
Their glamorous moment.
Oh, yeah. It was priceless.
And it was ruined.
Did you drink?
I had a drink. One.
And then that was it?
Yeah, it was a lot going on.
See, Jay just turned 41.
What was a lot
now
going on? I need you to do more detail. Stop holding back.
No, I'm not trying to give everybody's business away in the streets.
I didn't say tell everybody who was there. I'm just asking you, was it like, what was it? Was it?
He wants to know if it was lit, Jay. Was it lit?
Was it good music? Was, you know, did you have a private VIP area that you had to sit in?
No, like, no. Everybody was mingling with everybody. There was no private area. PJ Tucker out there rolling around, just everybody. PJ, I'm like,
Did you see somebody that you seen before and you was like, wow? I mean, like, tell me something.
I don't know what that means.
Jay is too consumed with the misery of others to worry about the glamorous people. He saw, like, he went to Jordan's party, he saw someone's heel snap and knocked four people over.
Did you see Adele?
I saw Rich Paul.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The day after Dak Prescott had surgery, Jerry Jones saying they are not going to put him on IR.
Which would knock him out at least the next four games.
That's the worst thing he could do is to rush back from something like this.
You think in 4 weeks he's going to come to save the day?
If they're being honest with themselves, they don't have a Super Bowl winning roster.
He's not 4 weeks away from playing quarterback in the NFL. I don't give a damn about optimism.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio, and you can hear us anywhere you are on the ESPN app. By the way, it's probably on your phone. If it's not, download it. It takes 5 seconds. Then you go to the Listen Live feature, and boom, there we are on ESPN Radio. Wherever you are, there we are. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All right, so you heard that sound coming in. Here's a story. Everyone knows Dak got hurt week one against the Bucs. His hand goes into, whose hand was it?
Some player.
But it was their hand. Yeah. You'd think helmet, but it was their hand. Mm-hmm. And okay, now he needs surgery. He's out 6 to 8. So, okay, he's going to go on the IR. You save a roster spot, right? Jerry's like, oh, after surgery, what the doctors are telling me is, well, listen to Jerry.
I feel very good after surgery, after listening to the medical people, that Dak has a real chance to be back out there throwing the ball pretty quick.
Do you think the timeline is closer to the four-game timeline or the 6 to 8?
I've given you as good as I know how to give, only, as you know, in medical, nobody knows those timelines good. But if we thought he wasn't going to be ready to go for four games, until after four games, we would put him on IR. We're not doing that.
That was Dak on 105.3 The Fan. Jerry on 105.3 The Fan. Yeah, but Dak it was Shaq Barrett who's handy hit. Mm-hmm. But so Key, first thing is, I get why he doesn't want to put him on IR. If there's any chance at all that he comes back in week three, I'll give you a roster spot. You can take that if I can get my quarterback. When the backup is Cooper Rush, I get my quarterback back early. Before we get to what this means for their season, if he does come back in week three, does this put an unrealistic timetable on Dak, given the injury in your experience, Key?
No, because Jerry's telling you what the medical professionals have told him, and he alluded to that. He lets you know the medical people is telling us that we got a four-week window, okay? Maybe it's sooner, but it's a four-week window. And if it was longer than 4 weeks, we put him on IR based on the medical staff, the professionals who've been doing this for a very long time. And I know that medical people down there, and they're not going to tell Jerry something knowing that he's going to go out and repeat it to the public, because that's what Jerry does. He's the general manager, owner, the trainer. He's everything, you know. And so in the end, we'll see Dak Prescott, I'm sure, in about 4 weeks.
But, Key, my whole thing with that is I get that Jerry is his own PR machine. And this changes the entire conversation around the Dallas Cowboys, because you talk about him missing, you know, 9-10 games. Now it's only four. But it does feel like, and I've broken my hand before, if Coach K were to come out and say, well, we expect Jay to be back, you know, pretty good chances he'll come back and, you know, five games, like, I don't know how my hand's going to feel, but I automatically, by hearing my coach or hearing my owner say that, feel this underlying pressure now that regardless of where I am in the rehab process with my finger, in my throwing hand, that now I need to meet that timeline.
Or you're disappointing.
Yeah, and I don't know why you even have to give a timeline to
begin
with.
But what you said earlier, Key, Jay, to me, that's the whole shooting match. You know what Jerry just did? What Jerry just did is everyone, universally, is like, Cowboy season's over. They can't do Cooper Rush for 6 to 8 weeks. Season's over. They're not going to the playoffs. I haven't heard one person say, not one person in the media say, yes, they're going to make the playoffs now, okay, even if he's out 6 to 8. Now, the Cowboys, even though they're disappointed in the playoffs, They're America's team, not just because of Once Upon a Time. That's what set them up for it. But they stay in the mix usually year over year. They have a pretty good roster coming into every season. They stay relevant until late in the season. What Jerry Jones just did was take the Cowboys away from irrelevancy with the fans in terms of expectations this year, and he's given them a little ray of hope. What if Dak comes back in week four?
You guys, I love y'all. Y'all the best.
But listen, this is what he's doing.
This is what he's great.
Look, do you not think that Dak Prescott talked to the doctors and the doctors told Dak Prescott, hey, we're looking at 2 to 4 weeks, Dak. I think this is more severe. It was not as severe as we thought in the beginning till we got the x-rays, till we opened it up. We took a look at it. We put whatever plates and screws in it. I think you'll be fine. The swelling will go down.
Yeah, no, I'm not doubting the veracity of Jerry Jones' claim.
I don't think
claim.
Many people know the veracity.
I don't, the truth of it. Like, I don't, I'm not saying
exactly,
what Jerry Jones.
Jay, I got to let Max know. You know, we do have some common folk listening out there in the world, Max.
Well, get your game up, common folk. Listen, this is what I'm saying, Key. Class is in session. I'm not saying what he's saying is not true. I'm saying it gives the fans hope by saying it publicly. To Jay's point about that puts pressure on Dak, but he's doing something there. He's giving the fans hope.
Would you have rather Dak say it when they talk to him this week or next week? Would you have rather for him to say it, or would you have rather for Clarence Hill or Jacques Taylor or somebody like that to get it and put it in the newspaper or something?
No, I don't mind Jerry Jones saying it. But we talked about this yesterday. Just because you have information doesn't mean that you always have to say it.
I want to get to this point before we – because we're going to move on to the Vikings, Lions, Bears, a whole bunch of stuff. But, Key?
Yes.
If he only misses – let's say he's back week five. So he's up to week four and they're 1-3 in record. Can they make the playoffs?
Yeah. That's what we're looking for, right? We're looking for Cooper to give us one game. There's one game on that schedule. When you look at it, they're not going to beat the Bengals. You know, they probably won't beat the Bengals. But there's the one game, right? Maybe they clip the Giants. Maybe they clip the Commanders. They're going to lose to the Rams. They probably lose to the Eagles when he comes back right around then, who knows, at Philly. But he probably could steal that Commanders game at home. Probably could do that. And if they do that, all you need is one game. They're still in the mix.
Yep.
That's one game. All I need you to do is give me one game.
I mean, the beautiful thing about it is you're in the NFC East. So, I mean, there's been a different winner of the NFC East every year, it feels like. So, even though they won it last year, even though Philly looks like the favorite, you get your quarterback back. But that is a lot of pressure after missing 4 or 5 games on your throwing hand. It is his throwing hand, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't know the severity of it. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. You know, it could be a hairline fracture. It could be a full crack. I mean, I just don't know.
It could be a veracity. Who knows?
Yeah, it could be a veracity. Yep, exactly.
How much of the Vikings, Lions, and Bears closed the gap in the NFC?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, we're playing to the max. Level of concern for these Super Bowl contenders after week one. Take it away, Shannon.
All right, one game in for everybody, but it's never too soon, never too early to start overreacting. So I'll give you a list of Super Bowl contenders. You got to tell me your level of concern, 0, 50, or to the max. Keyshawn, I will start with you. The San Francisco 49ers, right now their Super Bowl odds are at 2,500. What's your level of concern here for the Niners?
Right now it's 50. I look at the quarterback play in Trey Lance in Chicago in a monsoon. It wasn't great, but I got a discount because of the weather. So let me see what it looks like over the next couple of weeks when we're not in this type of situation where we're looking at the rain and he's trying to, in his first game, trying to understand how to play in the NFL.
I would agree. I'm at a 50 because of the quarterback situation and that defense right now. And I got to tell you, after watching the Seahawks play, I thought these first two games were kind of a must-get for Trey Lance versus the Bears and then the Seahawks. I'm not sure they're going to beat the Seahawks at home. I'm not.
I would be to the max in terms of level of concern. But they have Jimmy Garoppolo on the roster. So, like, if it was just Trey Lance and some backup, I would say, no, they ain't winning no Super Bowl. Not in his first year as a starter. But they got Garoppolo. I got to go 50 also. Like, that, you know, they have a pretty damn good insurance policy. Hmm.
All right, the next team here, looking at level of concern to the max key, the Cincinnati Bengals. Their Super Bowl odds are at 2,400. What's your level of concern here for the defending AFC champions, Key?
It's zero. I have zero concern based on week one. Look, they got off to a slow start. Pittsburgh played pretty good football. Their defense was lights out. Look, whenever you have five turnovers and you Joe Burrow, you put your team behind the eight ball. I don't foresee that happening throughout the season. Now, they're going to be in contention. There's no question about it. I don't think they'll go win the Super Bowl, but they're certainly contenders in the AFC.
I'm at zero, but it's trending towards 50. And it's trending towards 50 because we talked a lot about last year Joe Burrow being sacked a ton, okay? And you make additions to your O-line to protect him. And he was still being sacked a ton versus the Steelers in game one. So, granted, they need more reps, but that O-line, I'm watching it very carefully.
Oh, I'm at 50 because of that exact reason, Jay. Joe Burrow got a little Russell Wilson in him. Like, he wants to make something happen sometimes a little too much. Like, Russ is part of the reason he took so many sacks. It wasn't just the O-line. Joe Burrow, too, he is part of the reason he gets sacked because he's a winner. He's trying to win. But bad offensive line and that mentality with your quarterback, he missed most of his first season. You know, he will not last long like this, so my concern level is at a 50.
All right, let's head to New England and the Patriots. Yeah. Looking at Mac Jones and his injury, but right now the Super Bowl odds for the New England Patriots at plus 6,000. Keyshawn, level of concern for the Pats. What you got?
Supermax. I mean, we added that one because New England right now, they're just not a good football team. Mac Jones in the lineup, out the lineup. They're not good, and I understand they went to Miami, Belichick and the Miami Dolphins. They don't see eye to eye, and they haven't seen eye to eye in a very long time. But yet and still, this offense doesn't give me what I'm looking for, which is putting points on the board. I think the defense will get better. I'm just concerned about the offense, and I don't think that they're serious contenders in the AFC.
I'll go 50. I'm not a super max. I mean, look, I anybody who doubts Bill Belichick, good luck with that. And I feel like they always lose to the Dolphins. I mean, that's always a hiccup for them. So, yeah, the offense, I think they don't have enough wide receivers, have enough talent around to help Mac Jones out, make his life easier. But I do have trust and faith in Bill Belichick. We'll find ways to get it done when it's all said and done.
I'm to the max. Look, you know how many, like, coaches and people I've talked to through the years who I always thought it was sour grapes? Man, yeah, Belichick's a great coach, but he's like the rest of us good coaches. He's got Tom Brady, and I'm like, I'm always thinking, I wouldn't even tell some of them, like, get out of here. Stop it, man. The guy's the... No, they were right. You take Tom Brady away. He is an excellent coach, Bill Belichick, but he's like a lot of other excellent coaches, and without Tom Brady, that is being exposed. I'm to the max.
I see you, Max, trying to continue to push that narrative.
He's always working some kind
tell
of
me why I'm
it.
Wrong. He's better than everyone else without
Max,
Tom Brady.
Relax.
He looks like everyone else who's
Super
good.
He won three Super Bowls when Tom Brady had on diapers.
Yeah, no, but Brady was still good then. It was still Tom Brady.
Brady was a guy.
He was he was better than that, Key.
No, he wasn't.
He was – back then, he was 25 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, however many yards, toward the top
That's
of the league.
Guy.
No, come on.
Can I ask you guys a
then?
Question? Is this going to happen every time Max talks about the Pats, Key?
Yes.
Every time you guys are going to quibble like little girls.
Yes,
that's what we're going to do.
That is what we're going to do, Jay.
That's right.
We're going to quibble like little girls.
That's right. That's what my mother used to tell my brothers and I when we would fight. She'd say, now, girls, you're both pretty. And it would actually get us to stop fighting a lot of the time. right.
All right, we're playing To The Max here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. What's your level of concern for these Super Bowl contenders? The next team on the list, Keyshawn, the Las Vegas Raiders. Right now, their Super Bowl odds are at plus 3,500. What say you?
Level Derek Carr, take it away, Key.
Jay.
Yes.
Okay.
We're doing radio. People can't see you.
One time. Look, I it's to the max. I think when you look at the division, you look at where Kansas City is, you look at the Chargers, it's going to be tough in the AFC. You still got the Ravens. You still got Cincinnati, the Steelers. You know, Indianapolis is going to hover around. Who knows what's going to happen with Tennessee? I just don't see them right now based on the way that Derek Carr played against the Chargers with the turnovers and things of that nature. Unless they clean things up, it's to the max.
Yeah, I'll say it's to the max just because I think expectations are very high. First-year coach Josh McDaniels and this team getting Devontae Adams. We had conversations last year about, you know, Derek Carr and where his place is as it relates to a top QB. And now that you have the weapons, there's no excuses. So to the max.
I'm at a 50. Maybe it's because my expectations weren't as high for the Raiders as some others, but I think the Raiders could win the Super Bowl. I don't think they're one of the teams to me that could do it. Some things have to come together for them in the secondary on the O-line. But that can happen, especially the O-line, as the season goes on. It's not unprecedented. Sometimes those guys play better together as a group. So, I think they got enough. They could possibly do it. I got to give them a 50.
All right, Keyshawn, what's your level of concern for the Arizona Cardinals? Right now, their Super Bowl odds are listed at plus 5,000. What say you?
You want to answer this for me, Jay? To
you
the max.
You told me to be quiet.
To the max. Well, I just figured you would chime in. It's the Cardinals. To the max. To the max.
Is that one of his teams, Key?
No. He seems to think that I have this hate for Kyler Murray and the Cardinals, and I'm never going to pick them. And, you know,
no, I get that, but I'm asking, is that one of Jay? You know, Jay has a bunch of teams. Is that one of them?
No, it's not one of them. He likes Kyler Murray because he thinks I don't like Kyler Murray. So he wants to get on the other side of it.
There was a golden opportunity for him to take a shot at you, and he didn't take it, Jay.
I'm proud of him.
He didn't take it. That was good. That's growth. That's emotional maturity right there. to the max, man. They ain't got a
– No D-hop.
D-hop, and, you know, it's a different situation. And then they fade anyway throughout the season, and plus they're going to get a slow start this year. So, nah, to the max.
All right, moving on here, the Tennessee Titans currently listed Super Bowl odds at plus 5,000. Key, what's your level of concern for the Titans after losing to my New York Giants?
I would say it's the max, too. I just think that this team, their window is closed as far as I'm concerned. They had an opportunity over the last couple years. They squandered that opportunity with the number one seed a year ago. They wind up giving way to Cincinnati. Now, all of a sudden, there's question marks about the quarterback. Who are the receivers? Are the receivers showing up? You know, and are they going to do their job? Where's Derrick Henry in this whole equation? Is the defense going to start to play better? So I'm extremely concerned moving down the line and where they will end up at. It is highly unlikely that they'll be in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm 50-50. It's one game, as we always said after week one. They had a chance to beat the Giants. I think the Giants are a good team. I don't know if the Giants are like that. That's a game that Tennessee should have won at home. So I'll go 50. I'm towards the verge of saying Super Max, though.
I'll say 50 also. You know why? Tannehill, after the Giants got the extra point, Tannehill, the two-point conversion, Tannehill dropped a dime down the field. Like, the reason they had a chance to win is because the pressure was on and Tannehill came through. Got to see him do it in the playoffs, but he has ability. I'm with you, though, Jay. Trending toward the max, but at this moment, 50.
All right, a couple more teams here on To The Max on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Because we have a very special guest in
very
studio
special,
waiting to get in on
very
this.
Very special. Very special guest.
Yeah, he wants to jump in now.
He's eager to talk. Is he ready?
Yeah.
Is he all set for TV? I mean,
it's like, are you serious, bro? I'm sitting in front of a microphone. Come on.
There we go.
Shannon's very upset. He was getting screen time, and you just bumped him off, Jeff.
Oh.
You better send him a bottle of wine or something.
Well, let me ask you, Jeff Saturday, our ESPN NFL analyst. The next team on our list, to the max, the Denver Broncos. So what's your level of concern for the Denver Broncos? Their Super Bowl odds are listed at plus 2,200. Is it 0, 50, or to the max? Jeff, level of concern for the Denver Broncos?
I'm going to say 0.
Listen, if you saw once Russell Wilson started hitting his wide receivers, those are some massive physical human beings. They're going to make plays with the ball in their hand. I got no concern long term. I mean, I don't know what the odds, 22, whatever that is, compared to everybody else. But I'm saying when you look at them on the – they will get better with Russell Wilson and this football team. They laid an egg a bit. You can't get inside the five-yard line three times and score 3 points. You can't fumble it twice. Everybody's going to talk about the kick, all that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, they should have won that game easily.
Put a dollar on them, you win $22. That's what that means.
Oh, I might jump in. Listen, I will say this about the Tennessee Titans that y'all went to. Don't ever underestimate Mike Vrabel. He is one of the best coaches. One of the best coaches in the NFL. He will win with people that you don't think he can win with. He's a fantastic football coach.
So is that 0-2 or are you 50 there?
I'm a Colts fan, so I'm going to give it 50 just to get people in Tennessee upset. But, not really. I'm not really that concerned because he's a heck of a ball coach.
Yeah, as far as the Denver Broncos go, I'm to the max on it.
Nope.
And I understand exactly what Jeff is trying to say. But look, this is a rookie head coach, rookie coordinators. Look, they got inside the red zone and they came away with 3 points for a reason because the Seattle Seahawks defense tightened up.
No.
If you go back and you look at that defense from a year ago, they were a bend don't break style the second half of the season when they took the football, particularly out of Russell Wilson's hands, and decided we're going to try and run the ball as much as we can and lock down on defense. I just don't see where Denver Broncos are quite there given the rest of that division. You still got the Raiders who are trying to figure it out, but you got the Chiefs and the Chargers that have figured it out, and we'll see them tomorrow night, obviously, on Amazon Prime, and it'll be an interesting game, and that'll tell us a lot about the division as well.
Jeff, I'm with you. I'm with you on, like, the no concern, really. I mean, that's the first thing I said. I said that the Denver Broncos lost this game because they gave it away more than I believe that the Seahawks won it.
Amen.
Like, I truly believe that.
Amen.
So, look, first game, a lot of things for them to work out. Let's see how they adjust, but the talent is still there. You can
absolutely
see the talent.
I'm with Key to the max because it's what like, it'd be one thing. Even if Russell Wilson just got to a new team and he's got to learn a new thing, and that would be one thing. But in addition to that, it is a rookie head coach and a rookie OC with a new quarterback. I just don't see that combination winning a Super Bowl year one, right? If it was year three, fine. But year one, I just don't see a Super Bowl. I'm going to take it off the table. I'm going to say to the max.
Jay, when did you get back from London?
Oh, I just came back. I flew back this evening.
Okay.
Russ and I, yeah, we talked about it. It's a good trip.
All right, well, since Jeff brought it up.
The Royals?
Yes. Yeah. The Monarch.
Yeah. Monarch.
Indianapolis Colts, Jeff, to the max. Super Bowl odds for the Colts are at plus 3,000. What's your level of concern for the Colts? 0, 50, or to the max,
Keep
Jeff?
Keep it real with me,
you?
Jeff. Ooh. Come on, talk to me here. It did not look good.
I'm a strong 50-ish. 50 yeah, plus. Man.
Did you say strong 50-ish?
Yeah.
This is not strong.
It's trending upward.
It's trending in the wrong way for what I'm looking for. I didn't think Matt Ryan played well at all. He dropped a few snaps, hit with one shotgun snap, threw a pick on a screen. And again, this is a new quarterback being brought into a new team and that kind of deal. But man, the Houston Texans, like, I think Davis Mills at one point threw 9 straight completions. They were up 20-3 at the beginning of the fourth quarter. Yeah, you got to be better. Like, you're a better football team, you got to play better. So, that one stings a little bit for me. So a tie is better than a loss, but
A tie is better than a loss. That's just a horrible statement
to say
as an NFL player.
It's just brutal.
Any professional athlete saying that, that's horrible.
I can't stand a tie. Like, play it till somebody wins.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
you, yeah.
But, whatever.
Kissing your cousin.
Golly.
Yeah. I'm 50 with them just because it's week one, and Matt, like Jeff said, Matt's new to the situation, new to the environment. It's really got to understand and get a feel for what they are trying to do. It's different in training camp, different off-season conditioning. Talk to me in about 5 weeks, and I'll let you know.
Agree.
Well, how much did Matt Ryan play during the preseason? I mean, we talked about this. A lot of quarterbacks that didn't get those reps throughout the preseason. So, like, it was just concerning. I'm at a 50 trending towards Supermax. Just because when you're saying Davis Mills outperformed Matt Ryan by that large of a gap, that's problematic for me, Jeff. Mm. That's concerning.
I would say 50. I think Matt Ryan might be steady Eddie once the playoffs come around, if they can get there.
Yeah.
But I still think, like, you say whatever you want, Key, The fact that they got a third rounder for him tells me something. Because even if you want to trade him to where he wants to go, if there's enough demand in the league that needs quarterbacks, someone would offer at least a second or maybe a first. No one did. So they got him for a third. There's a reason they got him for a third. It's not just his age. It's because of decline, in my view.
Yeah, they could have got a two for him, though.
But still, that ain't multiple firsts. You know,
yeah,
that ain't.
He's not. That's a thousand years old. Yeah, he's not older. Yeah,
they're older. If Tom Brady was available, what would he get?
He's not getting first.
Okay, just think of an older quarterback that's still good. The point is, I get it. Once the playoffs roll around, he won't be Carson Wentz. He'll hold it together. But you got to get to the playoffs first, and I don't know what he has left. He looks okay to me, but maybe not what he once was. That's what it looks like to me.
All right, so since we did one Jeff Saturday team, let's go to the other. Green Bay Packers, right now their Super Bowl odds are listed at plus 1,500. Jeff, what say you? What's your level of concern for the Packers? 0-50 or to the max?
Zero. Absolutely zero. This is going to be a good football team. And listen, their defense played poorly for what they expected to do. Justin Jefferson ran wild on them and was wide open. So they have some things to fix on that side of the ball. They have two offensive tackles that didn't play. And so Aaron was getting all kinds of pressure. The receivers dropped touchdowns and other balls. They weren't in the right place. This will be a good team. This team's won 13 games. 3 years in a row. This is a well-coached team with a strong quarterback and good players throughout their defense. They're going to be a good football team.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was looking at this highlight. This dude just hands wide open. hands spread. How you going to catch football with your
Key's over here on Twitch, man. He's like, it hurts.
Jeff, he brings up a strong point. How do you catch a football if your hands are on either side of your body stretched out?
I mean, look at this, man. This is ridiculous. But look, here's what I would say. He's a young kid. He'll get better as time goes on. Them bright lights up in them stadiums is a little different than playing in small schools in North Dakota. So I think Watson will be okay as time goes on. I'm not worried about him. It's a zero for sure.
Jeff, are they the best team in the division or the Vikings?
I still think it's Green Bay. I mean, Minnesota played a heck of a ball game. They always play Green Bay tight. I mean, they always play good games. Sometimes, most of the time, I think they split, honestly. But when you look at them, I need to see more. That's the only thing. Now, listen, what they did offensively was, it's next level. Like, when you get your number one receiver that wide open, he averaged 4 yards of separation.
Nine catches, 164 yards.
Yeah, yeah. Like I told Max, he can't do the math. That's 12 feet of space.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of space.
He just did that in his head.
You know what I mean? That's a lot of space to be for the number one guy. Like, Key and I talked about this yesterday. Like, there's a huge – people don't realize, like, the difference between being a solid two wide receiver on an NFL team and the one – is significant, right? If that is your one and you average 12 feet of nobody being within your vicinity, that is a huge deal.
Wait, Jeff, let's say it was 5 yards. How many feet would that
be? Carry the one. 15, maybe?
I'll work it out later. I'll see if that's right. Hey, guys, Shannon, get a calculator and see if that's right. So when you hear Tom Brady, Jeff, talk about commitment, right? If you were his teammate, what would you think about? Like, what would you think when you heard that?
Nothing. I would think, what is he asking me to do? I'm going to keep doing it because this dude wins Super Bowls. That's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, I don't care what this dude's doing on his podcast. I don't care what he did for his 11 days. I don't care what. He makes my team that much better. We are in the business of winning.
I'm thinking about blocking the defensive tackle,
right? I'm not in the business of him being a you know, wherever he's supposed, wherever he wants. He's here with us right now. I'm taking full advantage because I can stack rings and success on this guy's coattails. I am all in. I ain't concerned about anything. When he shows up and he walks between those white lines, that is a driver. He is the dude. Ain't nobody. I wouldn't worry one bit. Hey, Tom, what do I need to do? Where do I need to be? At what time? Show up and we'll go make
Jeff,
it happen.
I was listening to Jason Kidd the other day, Key, where he was talking about Jalen Brunson, and he was saying Mark Cuban's not going to like this because obviously he's coach of the Dallas Mavericks. He's like, but the best thing, I got Jalen Brunson paid.
Yeah.
Right? Tom Brady gets people paid.
Amen.
So, like, I'm not worried, Tom. Whatever issues you have in your personal life, you got to take care of that. But I know what time it is when we step our foot across that line when we're on this field. It's time for me to get paid.
And, you know, I think people don't realize, like, we all got stuff going on, right? Like when you're in a locker room, I mean, listen, I don't care how old you are. A 22-year-old walking in the locker room, he's got issues. We all got issues. So we all have things that we're all dealing with. When we hit that locker room, it is like everything else vanishes. And I don't care if you're a professional athlete that's that. When you walk in the building, it is a different mindset. You ain't thinking about what he's got going on, what I got. I mean, I'm telling you, it is something different. And when you get collectively that many people that fine focused on one result-oriented action, which is that game, everything else goes away. And then when he leaves, whatever else comes back in his life. But again, Jay ain't worried about it. Key ain't worried about it. I ain't worried about it.
Wait, you mean to tell me, you mean to tell me if the defensive tackle is coming to get him, you're not thinking, I wonder if Tom has enough time for his kid.
Is he happy? Is Tom happy right now?
What is happiness?
Whatever. Yeah, I'm like, bro, zip that thing over there. Let's get it.
As long as he's throwing lasers, right?
Yeah, let's get a catch, bro. Let's go score.
I told you once when Jeff said it clear. Once he walk in that building and push that code and open up that door,
yes,
and he ain't thinking about nothing else. Nothing.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that is Jeff Saturday, ladies and gentlemen. But does it sound more and more like this will be Tom Brady's final season? ESPN Radio.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.